On the show today, we have Finastra's very own Mitch Lucas talking about the role of financial institutions in healthcare lending during this COVID-19 crisis. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Rick Wizorek, or you want me to call you Mr. Wiz, right?
Sure. I've been called a lot worse.
Oh, okay. Rick Wizorek from NIH Federal Credit Union in Virginia. You guys in Virginia, right?
Well, the credit union is in Rockville, Maryland, but today I'm working from home from Northern Virginia.
Okay. Well, today you're in Virginia.
That's right.
So, I mean, having said that, before we dive into the interview, because I've been sitting on pins and needles for this interview for a while, because what you guys are doing is fantastic, but I just got to ask you guys, everything's all well in Virginia, Maryland, everyone's safe and sound and healthy and stuff? And
yes, thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, we're all healthy and safe.
Good.
A little scares at times, but everybody's doing great. So thank you.
All right, good. Glad to hear it for sure. Hey, all right, I want to get to the meat of this interview, and you guys have created a website called sendamessageofhope.com, and I have it on my other screen here, and it is a fantastic, I mean, not only is the message fantastic, but the website itself is fantastic as well. The layout and everything, it looks really good. So give us a quick overview on what you guys are doing here, because it's such a positive thing you guys are doing for the industry.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, thanks, Mike. So what we're doing is we're showing that as a healthcare credit union that we want to show our members that are within the NIH workforce, the biomedical and healthcare communities, that we truly care and that we are different in that regard, that we want to show people that, you know, while we can't help them make the world a safer place, we can at least recognize all of the efforts that they're doing to keep us safe and healthy. That's really what it's all about, is just to make sure that they know our appreciation of what they're doing.
Yeah, there's a lot of thank yous and stay strong and that type of message on here. And it's basically, it's you guys, people can, they can post an inspiring message of gratitude to health workers showing support for them during this challenging time, which is out of the park, phenomenal. So it's, I don't know many people who are doing something like this. And you guys took that baton and ran with it with this. This is really, really neat. So what sparked this idea?
So what, it was right about, so we've been into this now about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And it was during the early stages of it that I saw this interview. I don't exactly remember where I actually saw it or where, you know, where the interview took place, but it was on TV. Mm-hmm. And the interviewer said, what can we do as a society to help you? And it was a first responder, and they said, hey, just send us some hope. Let us know, how much we matter to you. And I thought, wow, that's what an inspiring comment. And then, you know, I saw all these other organizations that really didn't have the focus on the healthcare and biomedical community that NIH does, but they were out doing things. And so realizing that, hey, we can't be there shoulder to shoulder with the healthcare providers. How can we show our appreciation, and how can we show that hope? So that was the inspiration of this website. And we worked with our marketing agency and our marketing department, and literally put that slick website together in less than 3 weeks. Yeah. And we're really, really proud of it.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And so how do you see it benefiting? With all these stories being told us, how do you see it benefiting your credit union and just kind of what your mission is? How do you see it? And it kind of, almost complementing what you guys do.
Well, we see it as simply just showing that we care. And also, you know, we hope that we'll get some goodwill out of it, as healthcare providers, doctors, the NIH workforce sees, and they can observe and get a chance to experience the love moving to showing of what they're doing for us.
Yeah.
And so that's really what it's all about. It's not about selling. We're not promoting anything out there. This is simply just, our goal is just to show our appreciation. because we can't be there with them.
Right. And I'm scrolling through it right now. I see John Bretsakis. He's on there. Yep. He's got a video on there.
He sure does.
Pretty cool.
So you'll notice his foster puppies has one of the highest number of views right next to mine.
Yeah, I see.
But I fully expect the foster puppies to surpass my views. There's also a hockey team, a women's hockey team that did the toilet challenge.
That, yeah.
I love it. It is so funny. I'm not going to tell you any more other than you got to watch the toilet challenge.
Okay. All right. I will do that right after our talk. Hey, what goals do you have for this? Other than just spreading goodwill and getting these messages out there, did you have any other goals in mind with it? Or?
It's obviously the number one is to show the appreciation, but number two is also to get, we'd like to get as many views and as many people to participate as possible. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a specific number of goal of messages or posts that we're targeting, just simply to get people to share their appreciation for the healthcare community, the biomedical and NIH workforce.
Right on, right on.
That's
That's enough said right there. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we're all starting to talk about recovery now. And I think people are just starting to take baby steps into this next process. Will you guys be doing like any recovery type stories as well? Because I think those might be kind of powerful as well. So I'm just
That's a really good question. We haven't. It's been primarily focused on the healthcare providers, but if there are patients would like to share that, absolutely, we'll take that and run with that.
And then how the healthcare workers, how they're recovering, how are they dealing with the recovery process and what people can do for them during this time as well, I think would be huge. So
yes, very good.
Indeed. All right, sir. Where can folks go find us? I think it's sendamessageofhope.com is the website, right?
That's right. You can go there or you can go to our website, NIHFCU.org. Mm-hmm. Check it out there. Exactly. Go to our website and it's right on the front page.
Okay, cool. Right on. And you guys also have, you're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, so you can go there and do the same type of stuff.
Exactly.
Well, right on.
That's right. And we're also encouraging anybody that does post a video or a photo or just a message that they also share it with their friends too.
Yeah. All right. We like the sharing and caring. Good stuff. All right, Rick. I saw this and I went, oh my gosh, I got to call these guys up and check that. I got to find out the story behind the story here. So this is just so neat. And again, the website is super slick and it's just, it's really inspiring, it just makes it feel good. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. It really comes from a place of really caring and it's what we're about. Last year, we created our new tagline, Discover Banking with Heart. And this fulfills that tagline beautifully.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff, guys. All right, Rick, anything else to add to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here, sir?
No, I think we've covered it very nicely, and I really appreciate you wanting to interview me.
Thank you, sir. My pleasure. Well, when I see things like this, I gotta find out what's going on. So really good.
the toilet challenge.
It's just an example of what credit unions are doing out there, just really going above and beyond to really, step up and say, hey, you know what, we care as well, and we're doing some stuff for our communities, and it's just a great example of what you can do here. So good stuff.
That's right. Absolutely. So my final words are
yes.
Post a photo.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
I will.
All right.
All right, Rick. Appreciate the time as always. And keep up the good work there. It's really inspiring stuff.